Do you like to read books, or do you prefer listening to the audio versions? Hi, I'm Joe Padilla, co-founder and CEO of Mental Health Grace Alliance. For me, I like to read and listen, and now Charisma has both options. You can either read the magazine or hear it. So to begin listening and exploring great content, download the Charisma Media Audio app and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about virtual benefit concert, helping at-risk churches. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, Sauvelle.com/our-eyes-r-on-you.
The coronavirus hasn't just hit Main Street businesses with economic hardship and fears of closing down, it has also hit churches hard too, especially in urban areas. A campaign called Churches Helping Churches hosted a virtual benefit concert led by popular speaker Nick Hall and his Pulse Evangelistic Movement on May 15th. The event featured music artists Lauren Daigle, Lecrae, For King and Country, Kirk Franklin, Toby Mac, and others. Christian leaders like Christine Kane and Reverend Samuel Rodriguez, and also notable Christian athletes. The Churches Helping Churches Challenge, which was launched in early April, has been encouraging larger, more stable churches to help churches that are at the risk of not making it through this pandemic. The Relief Fund is awarding grants of $3,000 to help congregations on the brink of closing. The May 15th live simulcast drew in 258,000 viewers and raised $153,187 from 716 donors during the event. Since the Relief Fund started, they have raised almost $650,000, with 100% of the donations going directly to help churches. So far, 121 churches have been able to be helped, but the Churches Helping Churches event raised enough money to help 95 more at-risk churches. Former NFL star Benjamin Watson said about the event, "It has been great to see so many brothers and sisters in Christ come together to bear each other's burden and to be the church." He continued saying, "I want to thank the hundreds of donors that stepped up to support smaller at-risk churches, and now we want to urge Christians to keep the spirit of reconciliation going. As the impact of the pandemic will be felt for months, it is important that Christians and churches look for ways to support congregations that are hurting in their cities." Nick Hall expressed that "we are thrilled that over 250,000 people tuned in for the Together Churches Helping Churches simulcast, with over $150,000 being given. While there are many examples of division around us, the church can tell a different story because Jesus is our example and leader. He prayed that we might be one, in John 17, and calls us to love not only our neighbor, but even our enemy. We believe that what a hurting world needs is a united, gospel-proclaiming church." The Churches Helping Churches Relief Fund is being administered by the National Christian Foundation, which will continue to accept donations and distribute funds until the end of May. If you would like to help at-risk churches by joining the campaign, visit churchrelief.org. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.